Hello, my name is Catrice. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Yes, ma'am. And actually, I need a little information. I'm assuming it's right off the press because it was dated today, but it was on the internet that Governor Ivey has released the permission to the state of Alabama to give the vaccine to those in my wife's age group, and she's 67. Yeah, mm-hmm. She's 72. I'm sorry. And at one time we called and said, unless you're 75 and up, we're not able to give it to you. But now, according to the governor, she's released permission to give the vaccine to those in a different age group. I need to confirm that, number one. And number two, I'd like to know if and when and where I can take my wife and get her vaccinated.
Okay, with the government, I report, if that's so true, we haven't received that message yet. But we probably won't receive it. But what you can do, I can pre-register your wife for whatever county she stays in for that health department. And when they have an open appointment for her, they will, call her or either email her. And at the same time, if I pre-register her now, y'all can also call the county and let them know that, hey, my wife, I had just pre-registered her and, explained to them that the phase that you heard, that it was taking her 65 and up now, and let them know that. But if you want me to, sir, on this end, I could pre-register her for whatever county she live in, if that's something you want to do.
Not unless you can come up with some vaccine. I called Blount County. It's where I live. I actually live in the western part of Blount County.
Okay, so you don't want to pre-register her?
Well, the point is, I called Blount County this morning, the health department, and they said they do not have any vaccine, and they have to get permission, apparently, from someone to request the vaccine because it's expensive. And I asked them when they would be requesting it. She said, we can't until we're told we can.
Okay. Well, sir, the only thing I can do on this part, like I just was explaining to you, the only thing I can do is pre-register her. No, I don't have the vaccine. No, I don't give our shots. No, we don't make appointments. But what we do, we pre-register her for whatever county that she's in. I don't have no kind of control over who have the vaccine and who giving it. All that I can do is provide you with pre-registering your wife for that county. So when the vaccine do come, or when an appointment do come, she can have an appointment. Now, I can help you on that part.
Well, according to Blount County, I said, well, if I leave you her name, can you call me or can you notify me when, she can come in and get vaccinated? And she said, well, no, you'll have to keep calling.
Yes, sir. I don't think they'll, I don't think they'll do that. Just call you when this vaccine comes. If that's the case, they'll do a lot of others like that. But like I was explaining to you again, sir, I can pre-register here for you if that's what you want me to do for that county. So once it do come available, they'll call you and let you know or email you first to let you know that there's an opening and also vaccine if that's something you want to do.
Okay. Basically, I live in Blount County, although I have a Jefferson County mailing address. So is it possible for me to register in Jefferson County? Because they seem to have it together a lot better.
Yeah, sure, you can. And then Jefferson County, I got a number that you can call them directly. They give y'all, they talk to y'all directly with the appointment. They talk to you about their own vaccine and their own, appointment. So if that's what you want to do, sir, I can provide you with that phone number.
All right, please.
Okay, you have a pen and paper?
Yes.
That number is 205-858-2221.
And on your end, I'll go ahead and register her with you just in case. How's that?
I understand that. That's fine as well. And that is what county you said? Blount County. If Blount County have two, they have a Blount County, I think it's Argotru Business Center. And they also have Blount County Health Department.
Well, I think it's one in the same. Either one would be fine.
Either one? Okay, sir.
As long as I'm ready.
I got you. And the first name?
The first name is Linda, L-I-N-D-A.
Okay, her last name, sir?
Her last name is Hurt, H-U-R-T.
Okay. Phone number for her, please.
Home phone number is 205-647-2738.
You have an email from Ms. Linda?
Yes.
Okay.
I am Hurt, H-U-R-T, at charter.net.
In the county again, sir?
Blount.
Blount, okay. And her age?
She's 73.
Okay. I have a first name down as Linda. Last name is Hurt. Phone number is 205-647-2738. Email address is imhurt@charter.net.
I'm sorry, it's imhurt2, numerical 2.
Okay, the number 2?
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
It's imhurt2@charter.net.
Right.
And her age is 73?
Yes.
Okay, thank you for providing me your information. Like I was explaining to you, Mr. Hurt, you will be contacted once an appointment becomes available. Thank you for calling Corvette's appointment line. Enjoy your day. Or either you can call Blount County, but you say you already called them. But you let them know that your wife is pre-registered now. Could you get further assistance? Does it, you know, let them know that you have, because sometimes if they're not registered, they don't give, you know, too much information, but just call and let them know that she is pre-registered now and she needs a shot, you know, about the date and time. They can help you more with that.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.